Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
My name is Jared Mummert. My pronouns are he, him, his. And I am the co-chair of the Earth Justice Team alongside Natalie. And I want to wish you a happy Earth Sunday, a happy Easter, and a happy Passover. Spring is really, to me, a holy season, though I would actually say that every season is a holy season in its own way. But there's just something about the longer days, the warmth, but not too hot, the morning chill, but not too cold, the greening of the trees, the color of the flowers, the massive wildlife migrations. Anyone see the videos of the Swedish moose migration this week? It's pretty cool. It feels like the world has awakened. It's resurrected. And we are reborn, refreshed, and renewed. It can feel like anything is possible. Love, hope, life, joy. Man, though, in these times, it can be tough to think about those things, the positivity, the optimism, the beauty, gratitude. It can all feel so distant, impossible to find, I might say, at times. But then in the spring season, I see the flowers, and I feel the warmth of the sun. I hear the birds, and I see them courting, and I see them building nests, building futures, living life, and I am brought back to the natural rhythms of Earth at springtime. Back in January, I found myself in need of some moral and spiritual grounding as I felt the tectonic shift in our world that ever quakes, it seems. Of course, I turned to our church and I turned to our community. I looked to leaders I've long looked up to, and I sought solace in friends and family. But everyone was experiencing the same disillusionment. Where is our blueprint? Where are our answers? Where is the hope and joy? Where can we find it? Man, I was overwhelmed by it all one day in January that I went for a walk in the freshly fallen snow. I walked downhill toward the river on a path that turned from pavement to gravel to snow-covered frozen earth. I entered a forest of oaks and hickories and beeches. I walked and I listened to the echo of a woodpecker. I came across fox prints in the snow and I followed them through the trees, across a stream into a pine forest. There I stopped and looked up. It was cold, but not too cold, and a gentle breeze blew across my face and it brushed snowflakes off of the tree branches. They sparkled and shimmered in the sunlight. I went to the river's edge and listened to the burbling of water as it passed over and around rocks when I spotted something out of the corner of my eye. It was a muskrat who was going to surface and then dip below and swim down the river. And I watched as this muskrat did laps, coming up to me and surfacing and then going down and floating down river. Standing there, I no longer felt overwhelmed or anxious or lost. Where can we find hope and strength in these times? Where are our answers? For me, that day, the trees, the birds, the snow, the sunlight, the muskrat, they all grounded me and they reminded me of the lessons of the earth. In the piece of Wild Things, Wendell Berry writes, "When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free. These are the lessons from nature. As a park ranger at Grand Teton National Park in 2016, I would lead visitors on a guided 3-mile hike to Phelps Lake at the foot of the Teton Range. My program, focused on climate change, was meant to get people to think about lessons from nature. We would stop along the way to the lake and I would pose questions, which I invite you to consider now. What is your earliest memory of being out in nature? How has that place or your relationship to nature changed? And pretending you're in a forest, looking around you here, what can nature teach us about change? Naturally, we talk about the impact of human development over the decades, the impact of invasive species, how water and glaciers shaped the landscape of the Tetons, the impact of climate change and wildfires. And I timed my hike perfectly so that at the moment of this last question, lodgepole pines would surround us. And I did so that we could talk about fire. These days, we talk about fire in the context of climate change because they are hotter, they are burning more acres, and fire season is lasting longer with less snowpack over each winter. And acknowledging the truth of that, I asked the visitors to go beyond that and to think about fire itself. What can wildfire teach us about change? Think about it. Change is unpredictable. It can come on quickly. It can get heated. It can be seemingly uncontrollable. It can leave scars. It can leave us scorched. The lodgepole pine has adapted to have a serotonous cone, meaning that unlike pine cones here that are fanned out, the serotonous cone is sealed with a resin that can only open under the extreme heat of fire. Change can be all of the things I mentioned, but change also brings new life, opens new seeds of opportunities and movements, of hope, of joy. Eventually, the fire always ends. Grasses grow, the seeds take root, the animals return, and life is resurrected. Today, we have the confluence of Easter, the final day of Passover, and Earth Sunday in the spring season of renewal. Each of these offers us lessons and wisdom that even in times of great pain and despair, like the heat of a fire, the crucifixion of Jesus, the enslavement of Jews in Egypt, that not all hope is lost. In Psalm 30, verse 5, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. That though the night may be long, we must keep the faith and be open to life's gifts, for freedom is still possible. For me, I'm reminded of these lessons from the muskrat, the birds, the trees, from Mother Earth who nurtures, sustains, and loves us, who brought us into collective being and will one day welcome us home again and bring new life, who reminds us of joy, hope, and resilience in the darkest of times, if only we are brave enough to see it. May we take this day and every day to express our gratitude and live humbly with our mother, our blue boat home.